Okay, so today we're going to continue, probably finish up what we're going to do in the Yahari Valiyava Sugya. Maybe. So did we get a chance to really look carefully at the Tosos and Chafayim Beis? Avnarim Rasa, the Reb Chaim I wanted to do. Yeah, so the Reb Chaim I want to get to, but by way of introduction to get to that Reb Chaim. What? Oh, we did the Reb Chaim really?
No, we can do the one, so we went through.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so by way of introduction to the Reb Chaim, it's important to see the Tosos on Chafayim Beis. So again, the basic outline of the Gemara was, there are three Aveiros of Yahari Valiyavar. How do we know that they're Yahari Valiyavar? The level of the Zara, it says in the Pasuk, B'chol Nafshecha. When it comes to Gilei Arayos, it's because the Torah equates Gilei Arayos to Shvichas Damim. How do I know Shvichas Damim is Yahari Valiyavar? Because that's a Svara. Me'chaz Damim Dachsim Uktvei Damim 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 Gavrasim Uktvei. So, and once we know that Shvichas Damim is Yahari Valiyavar, so we learn Gilei Arayos from Shvichas Damim. Good? So says Tosfos. Afnarim Rasi Yahari Valiyavar, Tosfos says a Chivish. Pirush HaBoel, that when it comes to Narim Rasa being Yarek Valiyavar, Gilei Arayos being Yarek Valiyavar, that's only for the Boel. Aval Hit HiBoel V'lo Teharek, but the girl can certainly have the Bia and not get killed. Tekarka Olam Hi, because she can have the Bia passively. Kedamim Mansor Amora, like the Gemara says in Mansor Amora, Ubereish Ksubis Nami Parach, literally Don Ashari, and in the Gemara in the beginning, Ksubis also says that we could teach her that Ones is Mutter, that what we remember that Sugi is about in the beginning of Ksubis, that they threaten that all the girls who are going to get married, Tiba'il Lehegmon Tchila, would have to sleep with the government official first. So the Gemara says that women would give their lives, would die. Rather than do that, so Gemara says, why would they die? Why don't we just say lidrash lahu to onashari? Teach them that onus is mutter, that it's okay, that they're not going to be inviolated, that it's mutter for them to sleep with the hegemon. So the Tosfos points out, what do you mean onus is mutter, that they're allowed to sleep with the hegemon? It's kidereis. How could they possibly sleep with the hegemon? So Tosfos saying, no, it's karka olam. Since it's karka olam, it's not a problem with kidei arayos. Since the woman is completely passive, it's not a problem with kidei arayos. Now the Gemara, it's important to note, the Gemara never says that being karka olam saves you from the problem of kidei arayos. The Gemara uses the concept of Karka Olam, but not in the context of saving you from the Avera of Gilei Arayos. The Gemara uses the concept of Karka Olam in Masech Sanhedrin. What's the context of that Gemara? So that Gemara talks about how it's not true that there are only three mitzvahs that are Yarg Val Yavar, that it's only Avodah Zarah Gilei Arayos Shvichas Damim. In fact, every single mitzvah, and even certain things that aren't even mitzvahs, can be Yarg Val Yavar. How so? So if it's done b'farhesya, if there's a public display to try to get the Jew to abandon his religion, whatever that public display is, afilu ratzad misan, even if it's about the color shoelaces that he wears, it's irrelevant. Any public display to try to get a Jew to abandon his religion, mimela becomes yehareg v'al yavar. Good, that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Anything that's Farhesya is Yarg Val Yavar. What about Esther? Esther was Farhesya. Everyone knew that she was being brought to the king. It was like a big royal wedding. Everyone knew that she was sleeping with Achashverosh. So that was Farhesya. So isn't it Yarg Val Yavar? On that, the Gemara answers, Karka Olam. So important to note, the Gemara does not ask, Esther was Gilei Arayos, and say Karka Olam. No, it wasn't talking about the problem of Gilei Arayos. It was talking about the fact that it was Farhesya. So on the point of Farhesya, the Gemara says, all right, it's okay, it's Karka Olam, so you don't have to worry about Farhesya if it's Karka Olam. Because even though it's public, everyone knows that she's being totally passive. Tosfos is Mechadesh, that if you're also wondering what about the fact that Esther is Gilei Arayos, that what she did, even if it was Bitsina, even if you could solve the Farhesya problem, it's still a problem because she's doing Gilei Arayos. So Tosfos says, Karkolim solves that also. The fact that she's Karkolim, that she's passive, makes it not a problem with Gilei Arayos. The Gemara never says that Karkolim takes away care of the problem of Gilei Arayos. That's a chiddush of the Balei HaTosfos, that Karkolim takes care of the problem of Gilei Arayos. All the Gemara says is that Karkolim takes care of the problem of Farhesya. So this tells Lashitas that he's assuming that as long as you're Karkolim, it's not going to be an issue of Gilei Arayos. V'ri Omer, the Shapir Garis Tehareg. The Ri says that the Girsa over here of Tehareg v'al Ta'avor can also work. What's the difference between Yehareg versus Tehareg? So Yehoreg is the guy, Tehoreg is the girl. Tos just got through saying that there is no Tehoreg v'altaver. The girl should the girl can live. The girl doesn't have to get killed. So it says Tosos, no, but we could still be Goris Tehoreg. Hainu hecha shikarka olam v'lo of the ma'isa avalasus ma'isa kigon shamila shetavi erva aleha teareg v'lo tasa ma'isa. He says it's true, the woman in the act of bia can be passive, and if she chooses to be passive, she's allowed to live rather than give up her life. She's allowed to let the man sleep with her, but if the option is for her to take an active role in the bia, then she's not allowed to do that. Then it becomes Yaharik Valyavar for her also. Then she becomes just like the man. Meaning there are two ways to look at this concept of Karka Olam. One could look at the concept of Karka Olam, that a woman is passive in the Bia, and say, oh, by definition, a woman is passive. Her act in the Bia is inaction. It is a passive role in the Bia. So whether she actually does anything or not, one could have argued, is irrelevant. The woman's role in the bia is a passive role. Or you could say no, and this is what Tosa is saying, no. Tosa says, it's not about the nature of the woman's role in bia. It's about lemaisa. What's she doing? Is she being active or is she being passive? If she's being active, then it's Yarek Valyavar. If she's being passive, then it's not Yarek Valyavar. So it's not about just the way biology declares that a woman participates in bia. It's about what she actually does in the bia. That's what Tosus understands, and therefore it can be that a woman will be Tarek Valtavar. And when we say Esther Karkolam Aisa, we're saying that it's not that by definition, because she was a woman, she was Karkolam. No, that Esther was completely passive when it came to Achashverosh. She just lied there, and that was it. And that was her entire role in the Bia. She was completely passive. Had she been active in Achinami, it would have been Yaharik Valyavar for her. Yeah?
Is this a case where, with the woman being passive, if someone comes up to her and says, have bia with me, or I'll kill you, or someone comes up to her and says, have bia with another guy, like another married man? And
what difference does it make? What it make?
I mean, maybe if the married man is also being in the same position, then what should be the difference between a man and a woman?
So Tulsa says at the end that the idea of Karka Olam cannot apply to a man. Because for a man to be able to have Bia, he needs to be aroused, and that only happens if he's mentally into it.
Even if they're in the same position, then the woman would still be okay? Meaning, like, if they're both...
If the person says
to both of them, I'm going to kill you guys unless you have...
Right. So the man who does it would be in violation, right? And the woman would not. Because the man is not Karka Olam by definition. That's what Tosfos writes at the end. The man cannot be Karka Olam because he's always at least mentally involved, which is interesting, that's called a Maisa. The fact that he's mentally into it, that's called a Maisa. But the woman can be completely Karka Olam. Now, Tosfos says, where did that Karka Olam idea come from? Where did this idea come from that passive makes a difference? So they say, why should it matter whether the woman is passive or active? Either way, is she doing Gilei Arayos? Yes, right? So who cares if she's passively doing Gilei Arayos or actively doing Gilei Arayos? So Tosfos writes, the reason we know Karka Olam matters, the way the Gemara knew in Sanhedrin that Karka Olam matters, is based on our Gemara telling us that the very concept that Gilei Arayos is Yaharik Valyavar is only derived from Rotzeach. And by Rotzeach, how do I know Rotzeach is Yarek Valyavar? How do I know murder is Yarek Valyavar? What do we say? It's a Svara. My Chazis, Tamidach Samaksvei, Damudamdu Gavra Samaksvei. So since the whole thing is a Svara, what is the Svara of Rotzeach? The Svara of Rotzeach is you can't actively kill anybody. Because if you actively do anything, then you're deciding somebody's life, and you don't have the right to choose whose life is more valuable. Doesn't matter about age or about whatever religious observance. You don't get to choose whose life is more valuable. You're not allowed to choose whose life is more valuable. But the bottom line is that you're allowed to be passive when it comes to murder. So if you can passively murder somebody, or and save your life and thereby save your life. You're allowed to passively murder somebody and thereby save your life. So the whole way we know that Gilei Raizei are Galiyav from Ratzayach, and by Ratzayach, built into the Svara is the concept of Karka Olam. So by Gilei Raizei, right? By Gilei Arayus, it can't be any more Yaharig Val Yavar than it is by Rotzeach. And by Rotzeach, if you're passive, it's not Yaharig Val Yavar. What's an example of a Rotzeach being passive? So Tulsa says, Omer, Hanach Lizrok Atzmecha Latinok O Teharig. If let's say they say to a guy, let yourself be thrown onto this baby, meaning they go over to this nice big 400-pound guy, and they say, we believe that you can crush this baby if we throw you onto the baby. So let us throw you onto the baby and crush that baby, crush his skull and kill the baby, or we will kill you if you do not allow us. So Tzal says, that's an example of passive murder. So you're allowed to passively murder rather than give up your life. So once that, because when it comes to murder, it's my chazis. Let's say someone were to come to you and tell you, I want you to commit suicide. And if you refuse to commit suicide, I'm going to kill this other guy. I'm going to kill somebody else. So it's your life or the other person's life. So what should you say? Should you say, my chazis dama didisum mitzvei, dama du gavrasum mitzvei, better to save the other person's life, so I should kill myself? So what would you say in that case?
I think it's okay. It's about passive by murder.
Leaving out passive by murder. This case, for example.
It's different than the first case of someone saying, go kill this person or I'm going to kill you.
Okay. But using the svara of my chazis, if I have to commit suicide, and if I don't commit suicide, someone else is going to die. So do I have to say, my life isn't more valuable than him? I should commit suicide and save his life? Or should I say, no, I'm not committing suicide. Do whatever you want to. Using my chazis, it would be possible that I don't have to commit suicide. Right? Even though, right, whatever the story is, using my chazis in the purest level, it's I should be passive. Whenever faced with the choice of life versus life, you're supposed to be passive. That's the rule. My chazis. Hey, you wanted to.
Right. So the question is, in the case of the 400-pound person, right? So, in a case, okay, we say my chazis, so passive. So if somebody says, kill him or I'll kill you, you can't do anything. But in the case where you're passively 400-pound guy being thrown onto a baby, you could say, no, you can't throw me a baby, because my chazis means that what makes my blood any redder than his blood, back and forth. I mean, why is my life any more valuable? So even passively, you're going against the svara. Meaning, if you're killing someone,
the svara is equally strong if you say what makes his blood more red than my blood. I mean, the svara goes in both directions. The point is, you just can't choose.
But there's still loss of life on your choice of being passive.
Right.
So isn't that? I don't know if I'm explaining, but isn't that counter to the svara that you can't choose, because you are choosing by being passive. You're choosing that your life is more valuable.
Right. So you can't actively, by definition, there's going to be a choice, but you can't participate. You can't actively participate.
But you are participating by saying, yeah, I'm a 400-pound guy. It's pretty easy to hold up anybody.
Meaning, you're saying in the case that Tulsa gives, it's equally passive to say, kill me.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. That's also passive.
Yeah. Just. Don't,
so what entitles you to allow yourself to be thrown onto the baby?
Because you know you're saving your life then.
You're not allowed to make that choice, right? You have to be passive. So who's to say that passive means throw me onto the baby? Maybe passive means
you're making the choice that I'm saving my life. Passive.
So here's the key. Here's what we need to look at. It's not just a choice of life versus life. There's also a mitzvah in the Torah called v'chai b'hem. You're supposed to live. So a person is supposed to try to survive. There's an issue in the Torah, you're not allowed to murder. Right? So you're not allowed to murder, and you're chayiv to survive, and you have to take into the cheshbon whose life is more, that you're not allowed to make an active choice of whose life is more valuable. We have to take all of those things into account in order to arrive at a mahalich in any given situation. So along those lines, I think that's where Reb Chaim comes along. If you look at the Rambam, Reb Chaim's quoting, he starts at the beginning. There's the first Reb Chaim in the Sefer, by the way. first Reb Chaim. Kishyamu nach Rivianus is Yisrael lavra lachas mikol mitzvos hamuros b'Torah o yahargenu. Yavro v'la yaharig. If a guy comes to you and says, I want you to eat chazer or I'm going to kill you, so eat chazer. You don't have to be a hero. That's when it comes to other averos, but when it comes to one of the big three, then it's yahareg val yavar. And he points out that this is obviously derived from the sugya in Sanhedrin and our sugya, and he goes through all of the gemaras. Tosfos raises the question that I, Esther, was Gilei Arayus, so Tosfos gives the answer that Karka Olam, and he quotes the Chiddush of Tosfos, that you throw the man on the baby, the 400-pound man on the baby, so you could say, my Chazis Tidama, that guy's blood is more red than my blood, etc. Now, the Rambam never mentions anything about Karka Olam. The Rambam just says that there are three Averos of Yahari Valiava, and he never says, oh, but if you're passive, then it's okay on two out of those three. And at least on Gilei Arayus and Shvichas Damim. He never says a word about that. So says Reb Chaim, about halfway through, a little more than halfway through the first paragraph, V'arambam disasam lo hisker klal hachta karka olam, mashma d'choli calls that. The Rambam didn't forget things. If the Rambam didn't mention karka olam, it's because he was cholik on the svar of karka olam. Wait a second. How could you be cholik on the svar of Karkolam? The Gemara says Karkolam. So that's why I mentioned before. Very important to remember that when the Gemara says Karkolam, it never says it in the context of Gilei Arayus, it says it in the context of Farhasya. So the Rambam doesn't have to mention it in the context of Gilei Arayus. He could hold that it doesn't apply. Ukvar nechlik warishonim zeh kumuvor bebalamar milchamushram ayin shem desvil de esulave arayus klal. What do you do about Esther then? How, if you don't hold of Karka Olam solving Gilei Arayus, then how is Esther allowed to sleep with Achashverosh? Well, maybe Esther wasn't Gilei Arayus at all. Dach sugya svirle daisa panuya. Maybe that sugya holds like the shita that Esther was not married to Mordechai. Not like Asher avadti avadti that I'm going to be lost from you because I'm married to you. Oh, the bias nachri lo chashiva bechlal Arayus because shita's Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos Sham. Or if you look at shita's Rabbeinu Tam in a few different places in Shas, Rabbeinu Tam holds that sleeping with a guy is not called Arayus. Very interesting. Zirma susim from Asam. It's a different type of what?
No, we had a very good Rebbe for Shir when we were just Gemara. Remember this? Remember everything?
Oh, you remember the whole
the whole Tosfos.
You remember the way he presented Zirma susim from Asam? Is that what you were going to say? Yeah.
No, we had a good Rebbe.
Okay, good. Excellent.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Koch Zeus Shasasma Rambam. Did you ever say Rebbe? So that's why the Rambam just says it's always Yarek Val Yavar. Frekt Reb Chaim though, but there's a problem. Tosfos didn't just make up the idea that Karka Olam should matter. He had a good svara. What was so sechrich to say that Karka Olam works for Gilei Arayus? Because the whole Yarek Val Yavar of Gilei Arayus is learned from Rotzeach. And by Rotzeach, the whole thing was a svara. So the svara is, I can't make a decision of my life over his life or his life over my life. So by definition, you have to be passive. If you're going to learn Gilei Arayus from there, so by Gilei Arayus, you should have to be passive also. So what's the Rambam going to do with that? He says very simple. By Rotzeach, why is it that you have to be Shevi Al Tase? It's not because active murder is such a terrible Avera that that's Yarek Val Yavar, but passive murder is a less terrible Avera, so it's not Yarek Val Yavar. That's not what it's about. The reason that active murder is Yarek Val Yavar and passive murder is not is because there is a simple svara that one life equals another life, so you cannot actively choose which life is more important. That svara is true by Rotzeach. That svara is not true, is inapplicable by Gilei Arayus. Because it's not about a life versus another life. It's about the Avera. If it's not about the Chomer Avera, if active Ritzicha is every bit as, if passive Ritzicha is every bit as Chomer and Avera as active Ritzicha is, then passive Gilei Arayus is every bit as Chomer and Avera as active Gilui Arayos is. And you just don't have a svara of a life against a life. V'dino k'shnei Ritzicha shein docho zeh zeh, didino m'shev yaltasa. The halacha is, though, by Ritzicha, if it's murder him or murder me, so I don't know what to do, so freeze. You should just freeze. That's what you're supposed to do. Freeze. But you don't have that svara by Gilui Arayos. Can't say my life equals Arayos. That doesn't make any sense. It's not a svara that my life equals Arayos. It's a svara that my life equals someone else's life. All we learn from Ritzicha to Gilui Arayos is that it's a serious enough avera that you have to give up your life for it. Well, we don't distinguish between the seriousness of the avera when you do it actively and when you do it passively. It's an equally serious avera. So, mainly, you have to give up your life for it, even when you're passive. That's pshat in the Rambam. Yeah.
Okay. It's really bothering me. My blood, be passive. When a guy walks up to someone and says, "I'm going to kill you if you don't kill him," right? So you have a choice to make, right? Either kill him or don't kill him, and you die, right? So you use the svara of why my blood rather than his blood and the whole thing. So by definition, you're killing yourself because you're not doing anything.
Uh-huh.
So now, why is it we go into the svara of being passive? Why don't we use the Gemara lays out the whole thing that if somebody comes after you, yeah, right, you just try and kill them. So maybe why don't we?
Oh, for sure. If you could just kill this guy, then it's
better.
Why isn't the other person in the road, Dave?
No, I'm saying, but why don't we say that you should try and kill him? Instead of don't do anything.
The assumption is you can't. Of course you should. The assumption is you can't. He's bulletproof. He's Superman. And you don't have any kryptonite. Checkmate. What are you gonna do now?
besides that, it doesn't work. But still, you're not passive in this situation. You're not because you're killing yourself.
Apparently, passive means you should just freeze. Yeah. Just freeze. Don't say anything. Meaning, even when they say, "We're going to throw you on the baby," I don't know if it means that you're supposed to say, "Fine, throw me on the baby." You just don't say anything. You freeze.
It means he makes the choice for you.
Yeah. I mean,
whatever he happens to do.
Right, like, whatever you do to me.
He doesn't do anything. He chose to do it for you. Yes, you being passive, make him make the choice. But it's his choice.
But we're assuming this guy's an honest murderer. And he said, "Yeah, I'm going to do whatever mm-hmm. I say if you don't do it." So then, by doing something else, contrary to what he wants you to do, you're making a decision.
Okay. So passively.
Passively.
That's the... So again, by my chazis is as far by murder is not as far by Gilui Arayos. And there are two yisodas from Chaim said over here. Number one is that my chazis cannot apply to Gilui Arayos because it's just not as far by Gilui Arayos. Second thing he said is that there is no difference in the chomer iser, in the severity of the avera done when you do it passively and when you do it actively. It's the same avera. It's the same Gilui Arayos when you do it passively actively. It's the same murder when you do it passively and you do it actively. It's just that murder is not Yarek Val Yavar due to the Chomer Isser. Murder is Yarek Val Yavar due to a Svara. So whenever that Svara applies, it's Yarek Val Yavar. When the Svara doesn't apply, it's not Yarek Val Yavar. Gilui Arayos, once we derive it from murder, must be about the Chomer Isser. It may be learned out from murder, but it's got to be about the Chomer Isser because there is no Svara. And the Chomer Isser is the same when it's active or passive, so even passive Gilui Arayos is Yarek Val Yavar. Karka Olam cannot explain away Gilui Arayos. V'yesh lomar od, says Rav Chaim, but then there's another way to understand this. He says, because if you take a step back, Tosfos does not really make sense over here. D'inei tzoruch iyun b'divrei Tosfos. D'mayin yanaru marasa l'misha mashlichon osu ala tinok v'nismayich. What does naru marasa have to do with the case of throwing a guy on a baby? He says, it's one thing, a girl's getting raped. Is she involved in Gilui Arayos? Yes. Not her fault. A girl's karka olam. She's lying there and a man is sleeping with her. Is she involved in Gilui Arayos? Absolutely. She's a married woman, someone else, and some other guy is sleeping with her. She's involved in Gilui Arayos. She's a participant in the Maisa Avera. Right? But when a guy is being thrown onto a baby, is he a murderer? Is he doing an act of murder? Says Rav Chaim, no, he's not. Who's the murderer when Joe comes and throws Reuven onto a baby? Who's the murderer, Joe or Reuven? Joe's the murderer, clearly. So I love you, Rak Heaven Ve'itz Biyad HaRotzech. You know what Reuven is? He's a murder weapon. He's like a gun. He's like a slingshot. He's whatever, a knife, a sword, whatever. He's the murder weapon. So who are Rotzeach? The guy who's throwing, the Joe, he's the murderer. That's why you don't have to give up your life when they threaten to throw you onto a baby. It's not because you're allowed to commit murder. You're not allowed to commit murder, even at the threat of your own life. It's because this isn't murder. But by Naram Ras, even if she's lying there passively, she's still doing Gilei Arayos. So he says, what is going through Tosafot's head? What's Tosafot saying? Passive murder. That's not passive murder, the example he gives you. So says Reb Chaim, what you have to say, Pshat and Tosafot, is like this. What Tos really means to say is, Lu Yitzuyur, if you were creative enough to come up with a case where you could be a passive murderer, you would be allowed to be a passive murderer rather than to give up your own life. Not that this is a case of such a thing, but if you were creative enough to dream up such a case where you could passively murder, well then you'd be allowed to passively murder rather than give up your own life. And since that's because of the svara, and since that's true, since Gilei Arayos is derived from Rotzeach, so whatever the rules are by Rotzeach, the rules are going to be by Gilei Arayos. So we know that you can have a case of Gilei Arayos that's passive. That's easy. Mele, it's not Yarek Val Yavar. But we need to analyze the case of Rotzeach. He says, I have two ways of understanding that phrase that the Gemara says. Who says your blood is redder? Maybe the other guy's blood is redder. One way of understanding it is, oh, the name of the Kibbutz Shkul, the name Shneim, Al-Karach Melav Adinat Sarkli Yosh B'Shevi Al-Tase. So here's where it gets dachistic. You need to follow along carefully over here. What does my chazis mean? Says Reb Chaim, I have two possibilities of what my chazis means. So let's focus now. And we should always be focused, but particularly now. With Reb Chaim, particularly now. One way to understand what my chazis means is that since everything's even, my life, his life, it's all even, so the din is that you have to be b'shevi al-taseh, val maisa b'yadayim yaharik val yavar. And if it's going to come to me actively murdering, well then yaharik val yavar, I have to kill rather than do that. That's one svar, one possibility. Odinema, or maybe no, maybe it's more involved than that. Maybe the kivan de shkulenhein, since everything's even, memela eina nidchis bifnei pikuach nefesh. Murder normally trumps pikuach nefesh. What Chaim is doing is he's saying, remember, there's a mitzvah in the Torah v'chai bahem. You have a mitzvah to live. You're not allowed to die. For a mitzvah in the Torah, you have a mitzvah to live. Elamai, murder normally trumps the mitzvah to live. But if murder is going to mean that it's my life for his life, then murder will no longer trump your mitzvah to live. The mitzvah to live will come back. It's not stam asvara that we're even, so I might as well be passive. It's that once we're even, then murder is no longer going to trump my mitzvah to live. Which would mean that if I have to kill him, right, it's not nidche for pikuach nefesh. Meaning, I'm sorry, not that murder trumps my mitzvah to live. My mitzvah to live trumps that. Yeah, that murder trumps my mitzvah to live. That murder is going to be too serious an avera that it overpowers my requirement, it overpowers my general requirement to live. And therefore, I cannot do murder. Okay, meaning the two svaras are as follows. First svara is, it's my life versus his life, can't make any choices, so just do nothing. So just be passive. So whoever's life is going to come out on top, when you're passive, that's what you do. You're just passive. I might commit murder if I'm passive. Okay. So be it. But my chazis. The other way to understand it is no. Murder is so evil a sin. It is such a horrible avera that it's yahari v'aliyava. I'm not allowed to commit murder, even at risk of my own life. And it doesn't matter whether the murderer is active or the murderer is passive. I'm not allowed to commit murder. And therefore, even if the murder is going to be passive, yaharig val yavar. Umele dina, davidina, diyarig val yavar, b'chol gavne. V'gam beretzicha gufa, ma yeshe v'al taseh, b'gavne v'yesh v'retzicha, gam ken arminan, kivin d'shkulim heim, v'en chaveru nidcha v'nei p'kulach nefesh, mele yaharig val yavar, kivin d'lo chala, din d'chia beretzicha. So by murder itself, it's going to be yahari. By murder passively itself, it's still going to be yahari val yavar. So says Reb Chaim, the machlokas Rambam and Tosfos is how to understand the svara of Maichazis. Tosfos understands the svara of Maichazis is that there is no such concept that murder is such a severe avera that you have to give up your life for it. There's no such concept. Maichazis just means you have a simple svara, my life versus his life, freeze, don't do anything. Memelatel says that if you're passive, then you can save your own life as long as it's being passive. The Rambam understands that my chazis tells me that murder is such a strict avera that I have to give up my life for it. My chazis is a svara to explain how serious an avera murder is. It's not stam a svara that I can't make choices. It explains why murder is so strong, why murder is such a terrible avera. Once murder, though, is labeled as such a terrible avera, I'm not allowed to do it, even if my life is at risk. I'm not allowed to do it actively, and I'm not allowed to do it passively. And if I'm not allowed to do murder passively, you know what else I'm not allowed to do passively? Gilei Arayos. Because there is no such thing called Karka Olam when it comes to the Chomer Avera. Karka Olam helps with the Chilul Hashem element of Farhesia, that the Gemara says. Because it's not such a Chilul Hashem if you're not doing anything. But in terms of Chomer Avera, if you're doing an Avera, so it's just as Chomer Avera if you're doing it actively, if you're doing it passively. That's the Shita Sarambam. Who's right? Rambam versus Tosfos. So says Reb Chaim, there's another Gemara. V'nirada, I'll prove you that the Rambam is right. Because there's a Gemara in Bab Metzia Dav Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Very famous Gemara. One of the major ethical dilemmas. Shnayim shayim alchin bederech. Two guys are walking down in the street. U'biyad echad mehem kiton shalmayim. And one of them has a canteen of water. Knew what's the case? But there's no other water anywhere else. And there's only enough to keep one of them alive. So what do? Bar Rabbi Akiva v'lime, v'chay achicha ima, chayecha kod min l'chay achicha. Your life comes first. The guy who has the water. Harei di'afak avdahasam avi b'shevi altaseh. Even over there it involves being passive. V'yod yoser d'loa v'hasam din ritzicha klal v'rak mishum din atzala. Not only that, are you a murderer of the other guy if you don't give him the water? You're not a murderer. You're just not doing the din of Hatzalah. You're not doing the mitzvah to save his life. And yet, without this pasuk of Echai, of Echai Achicha Imach, what would we assume? We would assume that something else, right? That you're not allowed to drink the water. 1 second. We call Malcolm Tzrichinon the Krad of Echai Achicha Imach, the Chayach Kodin. We need this pasuk to teach me that my life comes first. You know why I'm allowed to choose my life? Because the alternative is not murder. The alternative, when I choose my life, I am not committing murder. When I choose my life, the only aver I'm violating is l'samar adam re'echa. But I am not violating murder. If it were a case where I were violating murder by choosing my own life, Aval beritzicha deleka kra. There is no pasuk that tells me by ritzicha that I'm allowed to commit murder to save my own life, even passively. Then bechalin yina harigal yavar af b'shevi al taseh b'lov of naisa. If somehow I could be a murderer of that other guy by saving my own life, I will passively murder the other guy by saving my own life. Well, then I'm not allowed to save my own life because there's no pasuk for that. And that's what the Rambam's saying over here. There is no din of karka olam by the when we're dealing with chomer ha'avera.
In terms of what was the other option in terms of the canteen of water? What was the other option in terms of getting a bus?
That you split that shneim yamusim.
Even if it's mine, I have to split with somebody else.
I think so.
Is the canteen mine or like we're sharing?
Yeah, that you're not allowed to see someone else die. I think that was Rabbi Elazar's sheet. That you're not that it's usher for you to see someone else.
But it is a person's canteen. It is one of them. Not
so.
Sharing it. And
yeah. Hayalecha men kitan shlamayim. I think it's what it says. Yeah, one of them has kitan shlamayim.
So, and not
see
the person die is tantamount to murder itself.
I guess. Right? Everyone should prolong. You should prolong both lives as much as you can, and then you both die, eventually. Everyone dies eventually. So, now, so that's the idea of Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim thinks not only does the Rambam have a basis to ignore Karka Olam as it applies to the Gimel Averus HaChamuros, but that the Rambam is the Pashtos in terms of Karka Olam. That there is no Svar of Karka Olam when it comes to the Averus HaChamuros, not by Gilei Arayos and not by Shvichus Dam.
I'm seeing my Chazus. Does it also work at 2 verse 1? Meaning 2 at...
So that's the next step. The next step of the Sugya is to try to figure that out. What if you could say, I'll tell you exactly why I think this life is more valuable than that life. Let's say someone says 2 verses 1, or someone threatens to kill an entire city, you know, or someone that says, Reuven, I'm going to kill you if you don't kill Shimon. I'm sorry, if you kill Shimon, I'll leave you alive. If you don't kill Shimon, I'm going to kill you and Shimon. What? Oh yeah, too right. The Batman, right? Yeah. So if you're both going to die anyway, so that's another issue that we have to deal with. Yeah.
Do we take into account a person's like a person's in Russia, for example? Do we take into account should we do these things? I assume
we do. If he's chayv misa, it's part of the same issue. What I'm going to want to focus on, if we have shears, maybe we'll have, maybe I'll move. Is it going to be too much shear if we do Yom HaTzmut from, maybe if I move Rabbi Sal and get it earlier, so we can say regular shear. If we do like 11:50, let's say 11:20 to 12, Rabbi Sal and get and me from 12 to 12:30, something like that. We do that. So maybe tomorrow we'll want to take a look at the Shita Sarabim. If you look in Yisodei HaTorah, Perikei Halacha Hei, and the Mefarshim over there, the Lechemishra in particular, the Rambam talks about if Goyim come and say that give us one of you or we're going to kill you all, how you deal with that kind of situation. Kesem Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, take a look over there, that Rambam, Yisodei HaTorah, Hey, and then we'll try to also touch up some of the other issues, whether it's mutter to volunteer to give up your life, whether Malm Pnei Chaver Barabim is Yarg Val Yavar. Maybe we'll get into some of the other broader issues of Yarg Val Yavar. There's some beautiful tshuvas in Binyan Tzion about whether stealing is Yarg Val Yavar. Heinz's dilemma, they call it. So, Bez Hashem, we'll have our work cut out for us tomorrow.